Senate come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence. Thank you. Please stand for invocation. O Lord, we ask for your guidance through these final hours of the legislative session. Give us the strength to overcome at the temptations which always seem to present themselves at this time. If we are tempted to be hasty in our judgments, grant us the wisdom to weigh matters carefully. If we're tempted to be selfish, help us to remember that we have come here to represent the interests of many. If we are tempted to be vengeful, grant us forbearance and remind us to treat others as we would be treated. If we are tempted to capture glory from our actions, help us to remember that the glory is yours. And when we become tired or discouraged, remind us that you are the source of true refreshment and hope. We thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us, and we ask your blessing for every member of this body, especially one who is close to our hearts. Although unable to be here today, Lord, we ask you to help us meet the challenges at hand with enthusiasm and help us to remember that despite our various personal agendas, we must work together to accomplish at least one goal that we all have in common. Amen. Senator Schultz, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Adams.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on journal, that the chaplain fees be waived and donated to Glory Hole.
Without objection. Prayer is on a journal. Secretary, certify the journal. Senator Hufford.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved and certified for the 118th legislative day.
Without objection. Journal certified for 118th legislative day. Introduction of guests. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, we have two city council people from persons from Homer. We have Mary Henry, who has been here several times, and along with Mary is Mike McComb.
Senator Jones.
Mr. President, in Senator Ziegler's gallery with us today is the superintendent of schools from Petersburg, Mary Frances.
Any further introductions? Messages from the governor? Messages from the House?
Messages dated May 19th. Dear Mr. President, the House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for HCR 1 rules, thus passing Senate CS for House and Current Resolution Number 1 Finance, proposing amendments to uniform rules relating to certain votes on appropriation bills. House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill 13, Labor and Commerce, thus passing Senate CS for House Bill 13, Finance, relating to public accountancy. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CS for House Bill 221, Finance amended, thus passing Senate CS for House Bill 221, Finance, Investment Loss Trust Fund. Message dated May 18th, dear Mr. President, the House has passed CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10 passed with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, Finance, establishing a Health Resource and Access Task Force and returning for consideration.
Senator Alford.
Mr. President, at the request of the sponsor, I will not be moving concurrence yet on that legislation. I expect to be doing it either under unfinished business or not.
Thank you.
Message dated May 18th, dear Mr. President, the House has passed Senate Bill Number 251 with the following amendment. House CS for Senate Bill Number 251, Labor and Commerce, Regulation of Securities Held by Insurers, effective date, and returning for consideration.
Senator Hufford.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur with the House amendment to Senate Bill 251, thus adopting House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 251, Labor and Commerce. I recommend the members vote yes. The change is simply statutory reference in the way the reference is made by the House versus the Senate, the effect is the same.
The question being, Shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 251, Labor and Commerce? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Senator will lock the roll. Any senator switch to change their vote? Secretary will take the roll. And so the Senate has concurred in the House amendments to House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 251, Labor and Commerce. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of concurrence with House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 251, Labor and Commerce, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Message dated May 18th. Dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Bill number 331, amended by Representative Gruenberg, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain educational institutions and providing for an effective date. Number 331, amended by Representative Gruenberg, an act relating to tax credits for contributions to certain educational institutions and providing for an effective date.
It's my understanding that a Senate bill, identical Senate bill, passed the Senate Finance this morning. It's going to Rules, so I'll refer House Bill 331 to Rules. Senator Frank.
Can we have a brief release?
Those are all the House messages this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Communications?
There are no communications this morning.
Reports of standing committees?
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 235, Alaska Debt Retirement Fund. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Finance, CS, and do pass. The report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Curtula. Excuse me. The report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair, concurring. Senators Adams, Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Curtula, co-chair, and Senator Hoffman signed. No recommendation. Previous fiscal note and zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill 235 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 236, appropriation to the Alaska Debt Retirement Fund. Recommends it be replaced with a Finance Committee substitute. And majority do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair, concurring. Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Curtula signed. No recommendation. Senate Bill 236 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 300, tax credits for contributions to certain educational institutions. Recommends it be replaced with Finance, CS, and reports it back as follows. Senator Curtula, co-chair, and Senators Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing signed, do pass. Senator Pershaw, co-chair, and Senator Adams signed, do not pass. Senator Hoffman signed, no recommendation. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 300 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill 92, Jude, establishing an exemption under the Alaska Exemptions Act for the Judicial Retirement System and the former elected public officers' retirement system. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Rohde, zero fiscal note attached. CS for House Bill 92, Judiciary, has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered House Bill 200, addition to land of the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge. Majority of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Curtula, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Duncan, Ewing, and Hoffman. Senator Adams signed, no recommendation. Fiscal note attached. House Bill 200 has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill 226, Finance Amended, Electrical Service Extension Grant Program. Reports it back as follows. Senator Pierce, chair, signed, do pass. Senators Collins, Elias, and Halford signed, no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. CS for House Bill 226 has no further referral.
Rules.
Rules Committee considered. CS for House Bill 54, Finance, title amended. Distribution of National Forest Receipts, Senate Bill 273. Establishment of a peer review committee by the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. House Bill 158, Labor and Commerce amended, relating to licensing requirements for architects, engineers, and land surveyors. Recommend calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Jones. These bills appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 34 by the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the amendment or repeal of a municipal home rule charter by an act of the legislature.
CNRA, Judiciary, Finance.
Those are all the bills for all the resolutions for introduction today, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 307 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to Payment of the Costs of Establishing and Administering the Supplemental Employee Benefits Programs and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 308 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to the Provision of Group Life and Health Insurance for State Employees by Means of Self-Insurance and to Payment of Administrative Costs of Providing Group Health and Life Insurance for State Employees.
Labor and Commerce, Finance.
And those are all the bills today for introduction, Mr. President.
Thank you. Consideration of daily calendar.
Senate Bill Number 273 by Senator Ewing, an act relating to the establishment of a peer review committee by the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends due pass. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring with Elias and Collins and Halford, zero fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Finance CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Petula, co-chairs, concurring with Adams, Hoffman, Schultz, and Ewing, zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill. Recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring with Senators Elias and Jones. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Pershaw.
Finance CSP adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the motion carries.
CS for Senate Bill 273, Finance, an act relating to the establishment of a peer review committee by the Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move an amendment of consent that the Finance Committee substitute Senate Bill 273 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, place in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 273, Finance, is in third reading. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill 273, Finance, an act relating to the establishment of a peer review committee by the Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Discussion? Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 273, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Is any senator to fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 273, Finance, has passed the Senate by a vote of 15 yeas, 0 nays.
CS for House Bill Number 54, Finance, title amended by the House Finance Committee, an act relating to the distribution of national forest receipts, providing for the distribution of national forest receipts to an organized borough in proportion to the percentage of the national forest with an organized borough, establishing an unorganized borough national forest receipts fund to be utilized for the benefit of public schools and roads in unorganized borough, providing for distributions from the fund to communities in the unorganized borough and providing for an effective date. Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Senate CSCRA, and reports it back as follows. Senator Frank, Chair, signed no recommendation. Senator Sturzlewski and Jaroff signed due pass, fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with the Community and Regional Affairs Senate CS, and reports it back as follows. Senator Pershaw and Cotullo co-chairs, and Senator Ewing signed no recommendation. Senators Adams, Hoffman, and Schultz signed due pass, fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Jaroff, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Jones. There's a Community and Regional Affairs Senate CS.
Senator Frank.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the CNRA committee substitute be considered in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, motion carries.
President.
Senator Frank.
I think they just caught me off guard. I assume that the Finance Committee would do some work on that bill. Also, could we revert to introduction of guests?
We have. Proceed.
Thank you. It gives me a great deal of pleasure, Mr. President, to introduce three people. Two of them are my constituents at the time, and I think one of them is living in Anchorage now. Steve Stevens and his wife, Babe, and Babe's mother, Laura Wright. Laura, as you probably know, is a former Senator William Belts' sister. And please help me welcome them.
Senator Sturgeliski?
Under the same order of business. Yes, I'm delighted to see the gallery, a longtime friend of mine, Ron Jordan from Anchorage. Welcome.
Secretary, please proceed.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 54 CRA. Related to the distribution of national forest receipts, providing for distribution of national forest receipts to an organized borough in proportion to the percentage of the national forest within an organized borough, establishing an unorganized borough national forest receipts fund to be utilized for the benefit of public schools and roads in the unorganized borough, providing for distribution from the fund to communities in the unorganized borough, and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halpert?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 54, Community and Regional Affairs, be considered gross, advance the third reading, and place in the final passage.
Without objection, Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 54, CRA, is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 54, CRA, relating to the distribution of national forest receipts, providing for the distribution of national forest receipts to an organized borough in proportion to the percentage of the national forest within the organized borough, establishing an organized borough national forest receipts fund to be utilized for the benefit of public schools and roads in the unorganized borough, providing for distributions from the fund to communities in the unorganized borough, and providing for effective date.
Senator Fischow.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to say a couple of words on this. It is, members are looking at the fiscal note, it is a large fiscal note, at least the estimate for this year. Forest receipts do go up and down. Some years it's been as low as zero. Some years last year, I think, or this year, was expected to be $9 million. Mr. President, there's a real equity question here that I think most of us in the Finance Committee also recognize, that in most places in the country where they have an organized local system, such as counties, all of this money is returned to organized areas, such as counties. In Alaska, where we have unorganized areas under federal law, it does create the inequity that certain municipalities and other jurisdictions within unorganized areas are not eligible for the return of this money. This money has been going to the state general fund, and I think there is a very good equity question here, that areas such as Petersburg, for example, that are an unorganized area but have these municipal responsibilities should benefit from the return of the forest proceeds, similar to other areas of the country. I do think, though, Mr. President, that there are a couple of issues that we're going to have to look at in the coming year, and this relates to the entire question of equity within the Foundation Formula Program. We did adopt the CRA version, which included REAA school districts within unorganized areas. For example, this creates... There's more money now under this bill would be going to those REAAs. There's no question these particular ones need the money, but it could create some inequities in how we treat REAs throughout the state. Similarly, some of the areas affected by this bill are the same areas that receive special funding under single site this year in HB 5, which was just allowed to go into law by the governor last night. Whether or not those communities would be having more than their fair share, I don't know, but I think it's an area, and we heard testimony in Finance Committee from the Commissioner of Education that these are areas that we do need to look at in the coming year, and undoubtedly, should be considered in any reconsideration of the entire foundation formula. Thank you.
Senator Rohde?
Did I hear the Finance Co-Chairman correctly? Did he say that an REA who gets 100% funded by the state and then is going to get supplemental funding for a single site, and then is going to get this $6 million on top of that? Is that what you said, sir?
Senator Sturgeliski.
Mr. President, it was my amendment that added REAAs, it had started out in the House, was dropped, and that was my amendment. We have a total of $3.5 million that will be distributed under this formula. I do have a sheet, could make it available to you. Petersburg, Wrangell, Heidelberg, Craig, Kluwak, Cake, Hoonah, Pendleton, Skagway, and Yakutat take $2.5 million of those dollars. There are REAs that have been left out of it. We're talking here about federal funds for two national forests, and they were specifically for education and for roads. Now, my analysis, I agree with everything that Senator Pershow said. We obviously have to look at this whole question of how we fund our schools, and it's been a big battle here. We're all waiting to see what the MAPSU case is going to be, and we'll probably be back to the drawing boards on this. But what we're talking about are kids and education. And so what this, the effect of that amendment was to take $1.5 million that will be spread among the REAAs that have students that are impacted by the two, the forest receipts in the two forests, mainly the Tongass. So it's not $6 million. The state will continue, of the $6 million, the state will receive $2.473. And the total local will be $3.5 million.
Senator Alford.
I have a question as a matter of definition in terms of the REAAs. I don't know how their budget process works, but I know they were counting on some kind of adjustment in the single site question. But is this, in effect, going to add, $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 or whatever the numbers are to given REAAs when they, if we're in fact funding 100% of the money, where is this money going to go?
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think what we're overlooking here is that these are impact dollars. They come from the harvesting of the national forest, timberlands, and they go back to those small communities or large communities, whatever, that are located in the forest. And that's the question, I guess, you need to look at. And it's too bad the state doesn't have a program like this, because I'm sure we'd be harvesting some timberlands out there in the statewide, on state forests, if local communities could receive some of those stumpage dollars back into their coffers to help them fund some of the programs they need. But right now, under federal law, these dollars are supposed to flow back to the communities that are located within the forest where the impact is. Some of these small REAAs, there are roads in those communities, Thorn Bay, Coffin Cove, some of those areas. Small, yes, but still the needs are there, just like in large communities. And you can talk about 100%, 80% funded or whatever. These dollars need to flow to those communities.
Senator Alford?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how an REAA spends more than 100%. If they're funded 100% by the state, and it almost sounded like now we're going to have REAAs building roads within REAA areas with impact funds.
Senator Sturdzewski.
There's a separation in the bill. Perhaps the Finance Committee can help me. As to the percentage, I think it's 70% schools, 70, 75, 25, okay. So if they don't, they won't be receiving road dollars. They will be receiving the education dollars. And when these dollars go, let's take an area such as Petersburg, for example. Talking equity here. Petersburg, as a municipality, provides a number of services, police, fire, etc. They can shift from, once they receive these dollars, they can shift those dollars from their local contribution and put it wherever they want. Or they can enrich and add to their schools. But is it any more fair that the people in Petersburg would get additional dollars that they could use for education? After all, these are education dollars from the federal government. That's what they said they were for. Than it is for a kid who happens to live in an REA district where there's no organized government. Now, they could not shift those dollars in the unorganized or in the REAA to other services because you're not providing them. But it seems to me as an equity for the child, for the user, they should have that option of having those dollars available if there's merit to this program at all.
Senator Halper.
Yeah, I guess my question wasn't with regard to Petersburg or Wrangell or any area that has a local tax base and is in fact charging tax dollars, because I realize that they can shift their contribution around so the benefit is there. But if, in fact, the state is paying 100% of a defined program, and the definition of the program is the same, and it's funded with the combination of the formula and the single-site addition, then the added dollars have to in some way change the formula or change what the definition of 100% is. We're creating a funding mechanism outside of the system for something that is designed for a specific purpose to provide education.
Senator Porchot.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think we have to discuss the basic premise here. We do not fund 100% of all the needs of REAAs. We give them a certain dollar amount associated with their average daily attendance or their membership. That may or may not be satisfactory. That is what's spelled out in the formula. Just like with the single site case, the argument is well made that that is insufficient to meet the basic needs of the REAAs. Let me just clarify, too, that none of the taxing bodies like Petersburg, et cetera, are within the REAA. They are in Southeast, typically the logging camps and some of the much smaller communities that have no local taxation requirement. But the formula doesn't give them everything they want. It gives them a certain dollar amount. That dollar amount, arguably, I talked at length with the superintendent, for example, of the Southeast Island REAA, and they have all kinds of unique funding problems when they're moving schoolhouses around from logging camp to logging camp. The formula doesn't take concern of those particular extraordinary costs. So I don't think there's any problem in applying additional monies to the quote, need of the educational need of the REAAs. I think the question really is how do those extra monies to these REAAs, how are they equitably maintained with other REAAs that may have additional needs also that aren't being met? And that's what has to, of course, at some point be wrestled with in our overall foundation review.
Senator Jones?
Mr. President, Senator from Anchorage is quite correct that, you know, what is 100% of 100%? I mean, there are still needs left over from left in a budget, and I think these impact dollars help that. And also, Senator Sturgeluski is correct that those dollars that aren't needed for roads are going to these areas that do not have roads, go back to DOT, they go back to the state for expenditure out of that department.
Senator Fisher.
I don't think it matters whether you're an REAA or a municipality or a borough or whatever. I don't think anybody out there is saying they're getting too much money. The question I have, though, if the idea is that this is going to enhance the local educational program at schools like Petersburg and Wrangell, I really question that, because if they're at the max now, as far as non-state contributions, the only thing you can do with this money is supplant existing money and use it somewhere other than education. Unless I'm wrong, I think they are at the cap. For example, I'll just pick on the district I come from. We can't even tax at a higher level because we're at that point. We can't even get a contribution from government or from non-government sources. Say an industry would like to give us $100,000. We can't do that. Does the federal dollars count as non-state money for the purposes of whatever they call it, equity, the formula equivalency? Does anybody know?
Question being? Shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 54 CRA pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. any senator fail to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 54, CRA, has passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call and final passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 54, CNRA, be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted. Senator Menard.
President, I'd like to bring up the reconsideration of Senate Bill 37, please. At this time.
Secretary, read the bill.
CS for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 37, Finance, an act relating to food and housing for construction workers at remote construction sites on certain state highway and airport construction projects and providing for an effective date. Report the Senate on reconsideration.
Discussion? The question being, shall committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 37, Finance, pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members proceed to vote. Does every senator vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for sponsor, substitute for Senate Bill 37, Finance, has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 14 yeas, 2 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of committee substitute, sponsor, substitute, Senate Bill 37, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted. Senator Frank.
We have a brief of these.
Alfred. Back to order.
CS for House Bill Number 158, Raven Thomerson.
Senator Jones.
Sorry. President, I'd like to serve my notice of reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 54.
Notice to serve.
Mr. President. Boy, you want to get into that. Mr. President, I'd like to bring up my reconsideration on committee substitute for House Bill 54 at this time.
It's been amended substantially by the Senate. Senator Adams, this bill passed.
Can we return to introductions, please? In Senator Miller's gallery is an old friend of mine, a person I've known for a long time, I should say, Dr. Ruth Schmidt, and she was my geology professor almost 20 years ago at the University of Alaska, and her friend Jackie Carr, I believe. Please help me welcome them.
Secretary, proceed down the aisle.
CS for House Bill 158, Labor and Commerce, amended by the House Labor and Commerce Committee, and act related to licensing requirements for architects, engineers, and land surveyors. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends due pass and attaches a letter of intent. Report was signed by Senator Pierce, Chair, concurring Senators Eliason and Collins. Previous House, Sarah Fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Eliason and Jones.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Hofford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute House Bill 158 be amended to be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for House Bill 158, Labor and Commerce amended, is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
CS for House Bill 158, LNCM, an act relating to licensing requirements for architects, engineers, and land surveyors.
Senator Pierce.
And I would move the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee letter of intent.
Without objection, the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee letter of intent is adopted. The question being, shall committee, Senator Adams.
Just one question on a piece of legislation. Why is it the University of Alaska Engineer and Architect and Surveying Instructors are outside of the general license requirements for these particular professions? Are they smarter than the ones in public, or what's the policy there?
Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. The university sets its own policies with regard to professor accreditation and all that sort of thing. The legislature shouldn't get into that. Last year, we set the state's requirements for engineers, including the DOT engineers and the university employees. Professors kind of got caught in the net, and we're trying to untangle them from the net at this with this bill.
Any further discussion?
Question.
The question being, shall committee substitute for House Bill 158, Labor and Commerce, amended, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail to vote?
Sure.
Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so, committee substitute for House Bill 158, Labor and Commerce, amended, has passed the Senate by a vote of 16 yeas, 0 nays.
Citations honoring Charlie May Moore, Senator Sturgeluski Jarup, Kurtula Menard Eliasson, Pershaw, Rody, Fisher, Schultz, and Halford, honoring VF Post number 9365. Senators Menard, Petrula, Sturgeluski, Halford, Pierce, Fisher, Schultz, honoring Ron Abaglin. Senators Sturgeluski, Ewing, Menard, Collins, Pierce, Rody, Fisher, Halford, honoring Alaska Center for the Book. Senators Sturgeluski, Menard, Pierce, Rody, Halford, honoring George Zamora and John Schowecker by Representative Bruckman, in memoriam Edlena Sadler, Senator Jones, honoring Leo Kay. Senators Menard, Petrula, Sturgeluski, and Halford, honoring the Joint Vocational Student Leadership Organization State Conference winners. Senators Fahrenkamp, Sturgeluski, Collins, Pierce, Pershaw, Rody, Fisher, Schultz, Menard, Pierce, and Halford on the Joint Vocational Student Leadership Conference Organization Fairbanks North Star Borough Conference winners. Senators Fahrenkamp, Sturgeluski, Collins, Pershaw, Fisher, Schultz, Menard, Pierce, and Halford honoring Jay Dulaney. Senators Pierce, Rody, Pershaw honoring taking responsibility for Juno Forum. Senators Duncan, Sturgeluski, Menard honoring Jessica Dementev. Senators Jarup, Kurtula, Collins, Schultz, and Menard. On the Alaska Police Memorial Day, Senators Sturgeluski, Kurtula, Ewing, Halford, Cotton, Pierce, Rody, Jarup, and Menard. Honoring Mountain View Mustangs Recycling Project, Senators Sturgeluski, Ewing, Collins, Pierce, Pershaw, Rody, and Menard.
Senator Halford?
I move and ask unanimous consent to citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, the citation calendar has been adopted. Unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. President. From the bills that we've had referred to rules this morning, I would like to announce a Rules Committee meeting in the Butrovich Room. After the session, Senate Bill 235, Debt Retirement Fund, Senate Bill 236, Appropriation for the Debt Retirement Fund, House Bill 200, Addition to the Anchorage Coastal Wildlife Refuge, House Bill 226, Electrical Service Extension Fund, and House Bill 331, Tax Credits for Educational Contributions. And this bill is a companion to a bill that just came down to us from Finance, which was referred to Rules. Therefore, we will have a public hearing on HB 331.
Senator Pierce.
Be at ease.
He's about to waive the 24-hour notice to enable the House Bill 134 dealing with veteran land discounts on state lands to be added to the finance calendar. And also on that motion, HB 43 dealing with child support arrearages.
Thank you. Further announcements? Senator Frank.
CNRA will meet at 4 o'clock to deal with 143, HB 143.
Further announcements? Brief at ease. Back to order, please. Senator Halper?
move it as unanimous consent. The Senate stand in recess to call the chair of prosecutor's order.
Probably a technical session, but people should at least.
One might have something on a calendar. That's the recess. Senator, come back to order, please. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. We revert to reports of standing committees.
No, let's do this. We'll get back to it.
Seven, Fisheries Business Tax, recommends the Labor and Commerce CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Pershaw and Senator Catullus co-chair and Senator Adams sign do not pass. Senators Duncan, Hoffman, and Ewing sign no recommendations. Senator Schultz sign do pass. Attaches a finance letter of intent, previous fiscal note and zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 27 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 141, Capital Project Matching Grant Program, recommends it be replaced with Finance CS. The majority do pass. The report signed by Senators Pershaw and Petullo, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Adams signed do not pass these amendments. Senator Hoffman signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 141 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 142, Special Appropriations for a Capital Project Matching Grant Program, recommends it be replaced with Finance CS. The majority do pass. The report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Curtula, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Adams signed no rec, needs COLA added. Senator Hoffman signed no recommendation. Senate Bill number 142 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 152, Temporary Grant Program for individuals who served in active duty in the Persian Gulf, recommends it be replaced with the Finance CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Catullo, co-chair, and Senators Adams, Hoffman, and Ewing signed do pass. Senator Pershaw signed no recommendation as the Senator Duncan fiscal note attached. Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 152 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 240, Appropriation of the Department of Revenue for the Fisheries Tax Refund Program, recommends the Committee on Regional Affairs CS be adopted and the majority reports it back to the majority no rec. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw and Petula co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Schultz, and Ewing. Senate Bill number 240 has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 283, Inheritance and Transfer of Stock and Corporations Organized under the Last Committed Claim Settlement Act. Majority Committee recommends it be replaced with Jude CS, new title and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Adams. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation, zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 283 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill 12 rules, Water's Edge Method of Calculating Income Taxes for a Certain Corporation, and reports it back as follows. Senator Pershaw co-chair and Senators Duncan, Hoffman signed no recommendation. Senator Catullo co-chair and Senator Adams signed do not pass. Senator Schultz and Ewing signed do pass. Previous House fiscal and zero fiscal note attached. CS House Bill 12 rules has no further referral.
Yes.
Finance Committee considered CS HCR 17M establishing task force on governmental roles and recommends the CR 8 Senate CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Pershaw co-chair and Senator Duncan signed do pass. Senator Catullo co-chair and Senators Ewing and Hoffman signed no recommendation. Senators Adams and Schultz signed do not pass. This one attached. CS for HCR 17 Finance has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 43, Finance Amended, Distribution of Child Support Collected by the Child Support Enforcement Agency. Majority Committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw and Catullo co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Hoffman, and Ewing. Senator Schultz signed no rec. Previous fiscal note. CS for House Bill 43, Finance AM has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill 83, Finance Amended, Special Appropriations for the Purchase of the Inholdings of the Seldalebi Native Association in the Cook Inlet Region and the Timber Rights of the Timber Trading Company within the Kachemak State Park, recommends it be replaced the Labor and Commerce Senate CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Pierce, Chair, signed do pass. Senator Eliason signed do not pass. Senator Collins, I know rec. Senator Halford, I know recommendation. Exxon dollars. CS for House Bill 83 Finance as a further referral to the Resources Committee. Judiciary Committee considered. CS for House Bill number 100, Judiciary, enacting the rights of victims of crimes. Majority Committee recommends it be placed with Jude, Senate CS, and do pass. Report signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Rohde. Previous House zero fiscal notes. CS for House Bill number 100, Jude has no further referral.
Rose.
Finance Committee considered. CS for House Bill 102, Judiciary, related to the offense of operating a motor vehicle, aircraft, or watercraft while intoxicated. Reports the back as follows. Senator Pershaw, co-chair, signed do pass. Senators Duncan, Hoffman, and Ewing signed no recommendation. Senator Adams and Schultz signed do not pass. CS for House Bill 102, Judiciary, has no further referral.
Rose.
Judiciary Committee considered. CS for House Bill 104, Jude Am, an act defining defensive weapons. The majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with Senate CS Jude and do pass. Report was signed by Senator Halford, Chair, concurring Senators Collins and Rohde. 4-0 fiscal notes attached. CS for House Bill 104, Judiciary Am, has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered House Bill number 131, amending the area within designated marine park units of the Alaska State Park System and adding marine park units to the Alaska State Park System. Recommends the resources CS be adopted. Majority do pass. The report was signed by Senators Porcello and Cotullo, co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan and Hoffman. Senator Adams, Schultz, and Ewing signed no recommendation. Previous House zero fiscal notes. House Bill number 131 has no referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill 139 Hess, public recognition of and incentives for pollution prevention. Reports the back as follows. Senators Pershaw and Cotullo, co-chair, and Senator Duncan signed do pass. Senator Schultz, Adams, Hoffman, and Ewing signed no recommendation. Previous fiscal note, CS for House Bill 139 Hess has no further referral.
Rules.
Community and Regional Affairs Committee considered CS for House Bill number 143 Finance, general grant match selection, and recommends a Senate CS and reports it back as follows. Senator Frank, Chair, and Senator Pierce signed do pass. Senator Sturge, Lucy, and Giraffe signed no recommendation. Previous zero fiscal notes attached. CS for House Bill number 143 Finance as a further referral to the Finance Committee. Excuse me, to the Resources Committee. Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 129 Judiciary amended, establishing the Public Officers Compensation Commission. Recommends it be placed with the Finance Senate CS and reports it back as follows. Senators Pershaw and Cotullo signed do not pass, as did Senator Adams, Senator Hoffman, Schultz, Ewing, and Duncan signed do pass. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. CS for House Bill 129 Judiciary M has no further referral.
Rules.
Judiciary Committee considered CS for House Bill number 146 Judiciary, prohibiting the court from reserving property division in child custody issues for a later decision, and reports it back as follows. Senator Halford, Chair, and Senator Frank signed do pass. Senator Rohde signed no recommendation. Previous zero House fiscal note. CS for House Bill 146 Judiciary has no further referral.
Rules.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered CS for House Bill number 194 Finance, Board of Marine Pilots, recommends it be replaced with the Senate CS, and reports it back as follows. Senator Pierce, Chair, and Senator Collins signed do pass. Senator Lyson signed no recommendation. Attaches a committee letter of intent. Previous House fiscal note attached. CS for House Bill 194 Finance as a further referral to the Finance Committee. Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill 206 Finance amended, revising the loan authority of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. Reports it back as follows. Senator Pershaw, co-chair, and Senator Hoffman signed no recommendation. Senator Cotullo signed do not pass. Senators Ewing, Adams, Duncan, and Schultz signed do pass. Previous fiscal note attached. CS for House Bill 206 Finance has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill number 306 Finance, establishing McNeil River State Game Refuge, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a Finance Senate CS and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Cotullo, co-chair. Report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair, concurred by Senators Duncan, Adams, and Hoffman. Senator Cotullo, co-chair, and Senator Schultz and Ewing signed no recommendation. Previous fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. CS for House Bill 306 Finance has no further referral.
Rules.
And those are all the reports this evening.
Senator Duncan.
President, I wasn't on the floor this morning when you voted on the calendar. On the citation calendar, I'm wondering if I could be added a co-sponsor to one of the citations, to the Charlie May Moore citation list.
Senator Halford.
go back to messages from the House.
I move and ask unanimous consent we return to messages from the House.
Message dated May 19th, dear Mr. President, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill number 271, State Affairs, by the House State Affairs Committee, an act relating to persons who serve in the Alaska Territorial Guard.
Finance.
Those are all the messages from the House this evening.
Thank you. Announcements?
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. There, I'll announce the Rules Committee meeting for the bills that were just read over, and I'll try to go through that list, I guess, as best as I can. Senate Bill 27, Fisheries Business Tax Credit. Senate Bill 240. Fisheries Tax Refund Program. Senate Bill 141, Matching Grants for Capital Projects. Senate Bill 142, Appropriation for Matching Grants Program. Senate Bill 152, Persian Gulf Veterans Bonus Payments. Senate Bill 283, Inheritance Transfer of Anska Stock. And House Bills 12, Corporate Income Tax Reporting Methods, House Bill 43, Child Support Arrearages, HB 92, Jurors Benefits Accounts Exempt from Levy. That came across this morning, I believe. House Bill 100, Victims' Rights, House Bill 102. Okay, now this again is for the purposes of calendaring. HB 100, Victims' Rights. I know there was a question. We'll make note of that to the committee. House Bill 102, lower the alcohol limit to 0.08. 104, Weapons Offenses. House Bill 129, Public Officers Compensation Commission. House Bill 131, Marine Parks Edition, changes. House Bill 139, Recognition of Pollution Prevention. House Bill 146, Proper Division of Divorce Annulments. House Bill 206, ADA Loan Guarantees and Loan Authority. And House Bill 306, the McNeil Game Refuge and Sanctuary. And HJR 17, Offshore Oil Revenue Sharing. And, Mr. President, just in the event there that I may have missed and not read these bills across this morning, Senate Bill 235, Debt Retirement Fund, and Senate Bill 236, Appropriation to the Debt Retirement, and I think I've covered them all. If I could check with the Secretary, I believe that was it. Senate Bill 27 again.
We are
HCR
17.
I assume we're planning an immediate Rules Committee meeting, so at this time I would move that the Senate stand in recess for 10 minutes for a Rules Committee meeting.
We return to standing committees.
Turn to reports to standing committees.
Without objection.
Rules Committee considered Senate Bill number 141, Capital Project Matching Grant Program. Senate Bill 142, Appropriations for the Capital Project Matching Grant Program. Senate Bill 235, Alaska Debt Retirement Fund. Senate Bill 236, Alaska Debt Appropriation, the Alaska Debt Retirement Fund. Senate Bill 240, Appropriation for the Fisheries Tax Refund Program. Recommends first supplemental calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Jones. These bills do appear on tonight's first supplemental calendar.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the supplemental calendar be adopted.
We Without objection, supplemental calendar is adopted.
Senate Bill number 141 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing a capital project matching grant program for municipalities and unincorporated communities, authorizing the adoption of regulations and providing for an effective date. Community Regional Affairs Committee considered the bill, recommends it be placed to CRACS, reports it back as follows. Senator Frank Chair signed due pass. Senator Sturge Luskin Hoffman signed no recommendation, fiscal unattached. Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be requested to Finance CS. Majority do pass. Report was signed by Senators Pershaw and Petullo, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Adams signed do not pass, needs amendment. Senator Hoffman signed no recommendation, zero fiscal notes attached. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, chair, concurring. Senators Halford and Jones. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move to ask unanimous consent that the Finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, motion carries.
CS for Senate Bill 141 Finance by the Senate Finance Committee, an act establishing a capital project matching grant program for municipalities and a capital project matching grant program for unincorporated communities.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent committee substitute Senate Bill 141 Finance be considered engrossed, advance third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute Senate Bill 141 Finance is in third reading. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 141 Finance, an act establishing a capital project matching grant program for municipalities and a capital project matching grant program for unincorporated communities.
Senator Sturzlewski.
Yes, question through the chair, the co-chair of finance. Subsequent to this, we'll be considering Senate Bill 142. I'd like to understand how Section 4 is going to work. Let's make the assumption that we do, in fact, pass the succeeding bill, and we have $50 million in the fund. We pass this. No grants can be made until June 30th of 1992. Let's say that that would not be enough to... What happens with that $50 million? Are all things automatically funded? Is there a proration? What happens next year? Does the legislature need to take further action? Does it become administrative action? What happens to, say, implement this legislation?
Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. To the former speaker, the way the bill is drafted, and again, if I may, might have some latitude to speak on the next bill on the calendar, 141, should, as the senator said, 141 would be passed and subsequently enacted, $50 million would be appropriated to the new local capital match fund. That money would remain in a circled-off fund within the general fund, much the way that other funds like the Rail Belt Energy Fund is treated, and would be not spent, would be a part of the 92 spending plan, but would not involve any cash flow commitments on the part of the Treasury. This program would not be allowed to implement under the terms of this bill before us until the next fiscal year 93. I think this, the reading of the committee report indicated some members' concerns with different elements in the mechanics of the bill. Obviously, the intervening interim period, next session, would be an opportunity to review the provisions of the bill, talk to municipalities, kick the tires, if you will, a little bit to see how this program would function, be operational. That, of course, could lend itself to further changes, technical or otherwise, in a piece of legislation next session. The money, frankly, there'd be no anticipation of doing anything with the money. Whatever the program looked like at the end of the next session, the money presumably would be there for implementing the program. There may or may not be a desire to place additional monies into the fund. That would be a budgetary decision for the capital project budgeting process next year. In the discussion of the Finance Committee and the discussions with the administration, we have maintained quite a consistent voice that this is but an element of a capital budget. Then in addition to this component, if you will, of the capital budget, there's a statewide base budget, an agency budget, if you will. There would continue to be, at least in the legislature's view, a legislatively directed portion of the capital program, maybe perhaps akin to the so-called district priority component in this year's capital budget, that this is merely a complement to other methodologies or methods of appropriating capital dollars.
I think I need to clarify a part of my question. If Senate Bill 141 and Senate Bill 142 pass, the funding and also the basic implementing law, would the legislature need to take additional action in order to see a dispersal of the $50 million?
Senator Porcheau?
No further action required.
Further discussion? Senator Halpern?
Well, I guess the question I would ask is, did the administration support essentially passing a bill with really no action in this fiscal year?
Senator Porcheau?
Thank you, Mr. President. The administration did testify in support of 141, and again, if I might have some latitude, they supported the remaining the three additional bills on the front of the supplemental calendar.
Senator Adams?
Thank you. I will be voting yes on this piece of legislation, even though I have some concerns. Basically, we thought the minimum allocations to grant account to a municipal each fiscal year was going to equal $50,000 and not the $25,000 in this. And as a rural legislator, that we have a problem with the cost of living associated with this piece at this time. But the administration said they would work on these two provisions next session. And reluctantly, I will be voting yes at this time.
Senator Katula.
We're quite aware of our responsibilities in the state as legislators and the responsibility for budget, responsibility for a sufficient income, and our responsibility for planning and disbursement. We also brought into this discussion then the concern for erosion of legislative responsibility in these areas, executive intrusion, and this is something of a compromise. We'll see how it goes, but at all times we were concerned that those that have the responsibility ultimately for raising sufficient income by legislative action also maintain some control and some hold on the appropriation process.
Senator Sturzlewski.
I am going to support the legislation, but I too have some major concerns, particularly too often we're referred to as handing out pork. But if you come from an area that needs a water system at $600,000 and you're only going to get $25,000 or possibly $50,000, and there is not a method for legislators or the administration to look on a larger area basis and determine where those priorities are, I think some of these small communities are going to really have a difficult time meeting needs. It's been my problem with this all the way
along.
It's just a very small part of it, and I would hope that there's not an intention on the part of the administration that this replaces the ability to have flexibility on meeting those priority needs in an area.
Senator Katula.
When I first looked at the bill and first talked to the governor, that was my concern. It cost much to build a bridge in Aniak across a river 200 feet wide as it would in downtown Anchorage, and this wouldn't prepare one to do so. Major capital projects, including water and sewer, are not expected to have dedication in these rural areas to that purpose. They're expected to have other purposes, modest walks, little additions within the community, maybe even other community contributions toward projects that are local, but not major capital projects. No way seeks, and the governor's testimony has been continuous on this, and his statement directly is, again, that this is not for water, sewer, roads, schools. As a matter of fact, there may well even be some portion of this legislation that does state that. In my memory, there was an amendment.
Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, reluctantly will support the legislation, but I do have some concerns about the legislation, particularly the allocation of $25,000. I still feel that this allocation is too small to address a construction project. Say a community would want to build a health clinic that would cost some $150,000. It would take 6 years before that community could build a health clinic that that they may see as a priority, and I feel that that is too low. The administration in the Finance Committee initially did say they supported an allocation of $50,000, but since the second bill talks about a reduction in the amount that we're going to be funding this year, they said that they're committed to working with the legislature next year to come up with a sliding scale depending upon how much money we want to put in this program. The other area that I have concern about, and it was voiced in the Finance Committee, is the issue of COLA. When you're talking about construction dollars and you do not address the issue of COLA, what you are doing is discriminating for those projects in Bush, Alaska. And on a dollar-for-dollar basis, we end up with a much smaller facility, not even counting the fact that the operational costs for heating and electricity are also much higher for those facilities once they are built. So those are the two areas that I think that the administration said that they would like to work on this legislation next year, and I'll be looking forward to working with the administration and this body in accomplishing those two. Thank you.
Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. I supported the original concept under which we got these bills. I'm sorry to see that we're sending the administration an empty bucket for their priority while we're sending $160 million of our own priorities, and I certainly hope we don't find effective dates on some of our priorities the same as the effective dates we put on their priorities. But I think it's important that we recognize that when local governments come up with some match, I think they're committed to the operation and maintenance of these projects. I don't think it was ever intended to replace all those other kinds of appropriations we do as legislators across the state. But I think a portion of the budget going out in a capital sense, in a matching program, as there is municipal assistance and revenue sharing, makes a lot of sense. It makes sense to us to be able to tell constituencies that there's another fund there that they can go to and they can work. If they put up some money, they can try and access. I think we use that successfully in the social service block grant programs in Anchorage and Fairbanks. I think it makes sense in the operating budget, in municipal assistance and revenue sharing, and it makes sense as a part of our capital package. I'm sorry to see that, at least for this year, it's an empty bucket.
Senator Cotula.
We were discussing this at varying periods with the governor. Mr. President, there is $250 plus million of governor's priorities. I suppose I have a shoebox full of special additions requested by the administration for the budget also, the operating budget. I don't think the governor's going home with an empty bucket by any means.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, the bottom line is we all know what our revenue picture is. We all know that we will be looking at more programs like this in the future, matching grants as revenue declines. And what we're doing here is, I think, an important step in recognition of that, and it will be a difficult task, and certainly there is some unfairness in it, but it's one that has to go forward if we're to fulfill the responsible role that the public has put upon us.
Question. Question being, shall committee substitute the Senate Bill 141 Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator fail a vote? Secretary lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary record the roll. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 141 Finance has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Bill number 142 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making special appropriations for our cap.
Yeah, please. Notice of reconsideration has been noted.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for reconsideration and committee substitute for Senate Bill 141 CNRA be taken up at this time.
Without objection.
CS presented Bill number 141, Finance, an act establishing a capital project matching grant program for municipalities and a capital project matching grant program for unincorporated communities before the Senate on reconsideration.
Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 141, Finance, pass the Senate on a reconsideration? Members proceed to vote. Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 141, Finance, has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Bill number 142, by the Rules Committee by the request of the Governor, an act making special appropriations for a capital project matching grant program for municipalities.
Sorry.
I can have a very, very brief at ease.
Sensitive.
Senate Bill number 142 by the Senate Rules Committee, by request the Governor, an act making special appropriations for a capital project matching grant program for municipalities and unincorporated communities and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considers the bill recommends it be replaced with Finance CS, majority to pass. Report was signed by Senator Pershoko and Senator Skrtula co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Adams signed no rec, needs COLA added. Senator Hoffman signed no rec. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Giroff, Chair, concurring Senators Halford and Jones as a Finance CS.
Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the motion carries.
CS for Senate Bill 142, Finance, an act making a special appropriation for the capital project matching grant program for municipalities and making a special appropriation for the capital project matching grant program and unincorporated communities and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Alford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 142 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, Finance, is in third reading. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 142, Finance, an act making a special appropriation for the capital project matching grant program for municipalities and making a special appropriation for the capital project matching grant program for unincorporated communities and provide.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I have a question on the effective date of this appropriation. It's kind of an interesting statement. This act takes effect on the effective date of an act establishing a capital project matching grant program for municipalities and a capital project matching grant program for unincorporated communities enacted before the convening of the second regular session of the 17th Alaska State Legislature. The bill that was before us had no effective date, so I assume it took effect 90 days after whenever it was signed by the governor. It did have a prohibition on spending any money, essentially, until after June of the following year. But I wonder just if the Finance Committee could tell me how this effective date is intended to work and why it says a matching program enacted before the convening of the second regular session of the 17th Alaska Legislature. That has to be this matching program. It has to take effect, I assume, within 90 days then.
Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I was with the former speaker right up to the end, and I'm not quite sure about the last question. Let me just address the effective date. I think the first part of that sounds a little bit odd, takes effect on the effective date of an act at one point in the permutations of this legislation. We were talking about a delayed effective date, so that the legislation that we just passed this body at one point would have had a separate effective date, and this would have triggered into that delayed effective date. That was found not to be necessary when we just incorporated the dates that the match monies would go out in the body of the bill, and that would be a year from now. So I think that's the only reason that effective date language is a little bit odd. The last part of the effective date on the bill being enacted, in essence, this session. This is you know, we're assuming final action on this legislation this session. Period, I guess.
Senator Halford.
Well, is it intended that the effective date of the appropriation would have to be amended if the effective date of the authorizing legislation would be amended in the next legislative session?
Mr. President, no. No. That this appropriation bill, whatever the form of the bill that is enacted this session and subsequently takes effect 90 days after the action by the governor's signature, that this appropriation would go immediately for that program in whatever form it was enacted this session. And the effective date would be 90 days after signing of by the governor.
Senator Halford.
Then this $50 million essentially does show on the balance sheet for this year, even though no money can come out of it.
Senator Porcheau. Further discussion?
Question
being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, Finance, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. So, committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, Finance, has passed the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas, 0 nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call and final passage of committee substitute Senate Bill 142, Finance, be considered the roll call and the effective date.
Without objection, the effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I assert notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute Senate Bill 142, Finance.
Reconsideration has been noted.
I move and ask unanimous consent to reconsideration of committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, Finance, be taken up at this time.
Without objection.
CS for Senate Bill number 142, Finance, an act making a special appropriation for the Capital Project Matching Grant Program for municipalities and making a special appropriation for the Capital Project Matching Grant Program for unincorporated communities and providing for an effective date before the Senate reconsideration.
The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, Finance, pass the Senate under reconsideration? Members, please proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Bill 142, Finance, has passed the Senate under reconsideration by a vote of 16 yeas, 1 nay. Senator Huffman.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask unanimous consent to final passage, to vote on final passage on reconsideration. Committee substitute Senate Bill 142, Finance, be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
The effective date clause has been passed.
Senate Bill number 235. By the Senate Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act establishing the Alaska Debt Retirement Fund relating to the retirement of general obligation bond debt of the state and municipalities relating to the financing of capital projects and providing for an effective date. Finance Committee considered the bill. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced the Finance CS, new title, and due pass. The report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair, concurring Senators Adams, Duncan, Schultz, and Ewing. Senator Petrullo, co-chair, and Senator Hoffman signed no recommendation. Previous fiscal note and zero fiscal notes. Rules Committee considered the bill, recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Jarve, Chair, concurring Senators Health and Eliason as a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Pochot.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent to Finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the motion carries.
CS for Senate Bill 232, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act establishing the Alaska Debt Retirement Fund relating to the financing of capital projects relating to state bonded indebtedness and reimbursements for school construction and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
Amendment number 1 by Senator Adams, page 2, end of line 9, add the following, and this amendment has been distributed.
Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move amendment number one. Mr. President, this one here is a technical amendment, and it basically, it's Governor Hickel's helper amendment. This is the one I call this one here. If you'll go with me and look on page number two, starting with page line number two, it says money in the fund may be appropriate. One, to take care of general obligation bonds. Two, to reimburse municipalities for a school debt service. Three, for the lease purchase agreement. And number four, if an unobligated balance remains, to finance the design and construction of capital projects. And I do realize that we have the appropriation powers to make appropriations on capital projects. But who knows what that capital projects will be? Will it be a water hose to California? Will it be a train to nowhere in my particular district? Or other large capital projects? I believe that before we take care of other capital projects, that this amendment takes care of basic needs for our Alaskans to assure that we have water, sewer, and good schools throughout the state of Alaska. That's basically what this technical amendment does. And I think it's one that is needed here. And then perhaps when we have this taking care of all water, sewer, and the schools in our state of Alaska, then we can go back to just an open-ended wording to finance and design the construction of capital projects. A very simple amendment. I'd urge passage.
Senator Pershaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to reluctantly oppose the amendment. I would hope, frankly, that, you know, should this fund start having money in excess of our debt obligations and it used to used for capital, I would hope, like the senator to my right, that it would be used for large statewide concerns such as Priority One schools and village safe water projects. But the bill in no way takes away our appropriation power on those capital, on those dollars that could be used for capital. Any and all expenditure from the fund for capital is subject to our appropriation. So I would hope in our deliberations in the future on use of those capital projects that we would consider these statewide things. But I think it's premature, really, to limit those kinds of expenditures to certain categories of expenditure at this time.
Senator Hoffman?
Well, to address some of the concerns of the former speaker, why do we need this legislation? Because we can go ahead and appropriate money for debt service as well. And I think that that comes to the crux of the problem. In the unorganized areas of the state, those communities were unable to indebt the state of Alaska so that they can construct schools. They had to rely upon us. And what is the result? An increasing amount of projects for schools in Priority One that are in health, life, and safety categories whereby those projects, even this year, have not been adequately addressed. We are short funding those, but we have continued. We went ahead and I supported full funding for debt service so that this state can meet its obligations on the schools that have been constructed and indebted the state of Alaska, and we continue to make those commitments even with this bill. But we fail to meet the obligations of constructing all of the Priority One schools in the state of Alaska, even in the category that's listed as health, life, safety. There are some $51 million of schools that are listed in health, life, safety, and they're listed by our Department of Education, and they went and made those determinations. Now, I would say that if we had an electrical problem in our homes, and it's a health, life, safety problem, where our kids may go up and electrocute themselves, I would venture to say that we would fix it. And any other health, life, safety problem that each one of us might have in our home, that's the only responsible thing to do. But when it comes down to addressing the needs of schools in rural Alaska that have depended upon this body for funding, we have failed to do that. But then again, we come up with a piece of legislation here that is going to ensure that debt service is going to be met for those schools that may not have been in the category of health, life, safety, but we continue to fund those and build included in those are our swimming pools and tracks and other things. And what we're looking for in rural Alaska is basic facilities to teach the children so that they can have an adequate education as well as those in the rest of the parts of the state. And I would urge the passage of this amendment. Thank you.
Senator Driscoll.
Just a couple of things for clarification. One, if I could, through the chair to the maker of the amendment, I'm a little wondering about the wording. Would allow for financing, design, and construction of capital projects under AS 1411, which is schools, and village safe water projects. Now, what are the qualifications 1, 2, and 3? Do they relate to those two categories, or are they in addition? It's a little awkward in the wording. To me, it is.
Senator Adams?
No, it's after basically we take care of what is listed in the number 4, that we assure that the schools and water sewer projects are under number 4, and then it goes in, and just reading in order, this is similar language that was proposed in Senate Bill number 141, lines 438, the first bill that we passed under the purpose section of matching grant programs. And so this is basically the same language, Senator, that I've taken, and basically it as it reads, it reads.
Senator Porcheau?
I would second things, Mr. President. I would agree with the last statement of my friend from Kotzebue. As it reads. My reading is a different reading. I would read it as the purposes for capital would be only for education, priority 1 and 2 and 3, presumably schools, and village safe water projects, that the following 1, 2, 3s apply to school projects and village safe water projects.
Senator Halford?
Just with regard to the significance of the amendment, I wonder if someone from the Finance Committee could tell us if there's any money proposed to be in this account. The next bill tells us about reappropriations, but I think those are pretty close to exactly the amounts that we're putting into debt service. So are we arguing about money that is real, or are we arguing about money that's imagined?
Senator Porcheau?
Mr. President, again, if I could have a little latitude to speak to the next bill, the amount of money appropriated in the bill, it's about $209 million, is identical to the current debt obligation for FY92. The administration was most eager in adopting the program and putting real money into that program for this year, to establish the precedent of how this would work in the future for retiring GO bond debt and meeting our moral obligation to fully funding education debt reimbursement. It's the hope, I think, of the administration and certainly others in the legislature that at some point the fund would have money in excess of our debt obligations, in that debt would continue to go down. Hopefully there'd be an appropriation from some source that would be in excess of that, that would maintain some constant funding into the fund. As debt goes down, there would be additional monies. For FY92, I think the member from Eagle River is correct. There would not be additional monies expected for capital projects in 92. There certainly could in the future.
Senator Katula.
It have to be stated that there's the appropriate amount of cynicism on both sides in this regard. We're providing the funding that we want spent. The carrot is that the administration agrees to, if we do this, pass the funding on for the debt service that we've incurred to fuel as the responsible part of the budget contribution to this commitment to the municipalities. On the other hand, that's the carrot. Presumably, their greater vision is that somehow around the system they will have a select group of knowledgeable people with far greater experience than we that will be making decisions in how to spend money sometime in the 21st century.
Seriously, on the amendment, but I need a little bit of latitude on this question. In the title, it refers to financing of capital projects. In Section 1 under the findings, it talks about to finance capital projects with money remaining after debt obligations are paid. Am I correct that the only reference to what can be done in the capital is contained in Section 2, and it is limited to lines 4 through 8, which says that you can retire debt, school debt, general obligation debt, school debt. You can, through lease purchase, I would assume that is limited just to the state building state facilities through lease purchase. But when we get to 4, without the senator from Kotzebue's amendment, it could actually be used for any kind of a capital project then. Is that correct? Fine. Thank you. And that's the only reference to capital and the only definition of what we're talking about in this whole thing.
Senator Pourchaud?
Mr. President, that is correct.
Senator Cotton?
Isn't it true that these are, if there are unobligated dollars in this fund, that they're just simply general fund dollars, and we can spend them on anything we want to anyway?
Senator Adams?
We have the appropriation powers. This is an open-ended capital wording at this time. But as I said in my opening remarks, this amendment is just technical, and it's the Governor Hickel's helper's amendment for direction for the future, and that's all I ask is for a positive vote.
The question being, shall amendment number 1 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any members fail to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So amendment number 1 to committee substitute for Senate Bill 235 Finance has failed the Senate by a vote of 6 yeas and 13 nays. Are there any other amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Hufford?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 235 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place on final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 235 Finance is in third reading. Secretary, please read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill 235 Finance, an act establishing the Alaska Debt Retirement Fund relating to the financing of capital projects, relating to state bonded indebtedness and reimbursements for school construction and providing for an effective date.
Question.